Good afternoon, family. Great to have your company. And boy, have we got a massive show for you today. So much to get through, so much happening across one of the greatest weekends of AFL footy we have ever witnessed. And with that note, I defer to a man who was great for his entire career, the one, the only, the Juice himself, Andrew Juice Newton-Jummer. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Louis. Hello, Adelaide. Great to be here on a Monday. Beautiful day today, Louis. And you're right, that was some of the best football I've seen the last 10 years in terms of the round. And if you're a tipster out there, good luck. Put it away. It's so unpredictable, Lou. You can't pick the favourites anymore, Lulu.
Such an open season. And it means, what it does mean right now, Port Adelaide very much in the thick of it.
Woo!
Smack bang in the thick of it. Adelaide, not so much at the moment, but it's early days yet. And they're still sitting second on the ladder. Jackson Trengove, lock him in at 5:10, Port fans and footy fans. Mm. Real good chat. We'll talk about a big day out at the MCG. Richie Douglas from the Adelaide Crows. Good old little Dougie Rooter is going to join us. And
I'm going to go
about,
for a long run up with Dougie.
I think he might. That's okay. Don't
give me the new
sweat
cop.
It. Mondays, the round of music. We love this segment. Jars's idea. Just curses him every time he comes in, though.
Because I forgot about
Are we doing that shit again?
Yeah, we are, mate. We certainly are.
You got a full page.
Going to talk Port Adelaide in a moment, but just a little message. Mm. I heard on the grapevine, obviously, Crows would have caught up with Donny Pike today. Donny, sick of where it's at, delved into his old iPod. How about this? And pulled this out. He knowing full well we do round of music on a Monday. Donny Pike went with this one at the Crows team meeting today. No more I love you. The lovely boys.
No more I love yous, Jeff.
That's harsh, mate.
Annie Lennox. Smack bang, looked him right between the eyes and said, just take this
You've
on
board.
You've
got to stop calling us lovely boys.
Why should I?
Because we're not.
So I've done a bit of homework.
Oh, here you go.
Because MRP is out today. Clayton Oliver, too, has been justified for going down. Will Schofield, 2-1 with an early plea.
What?
2-1 with an early plea for Will Schofield.
Come on, Will.
So I did a bit of checking on the lovely boys and how tough and rough they are. How they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Round 2 v Hawthorn. Tom Lynch, Rory Sloane got cited. No charge, just in contact.
Uh-huh.
Just incidental.
Accidental.
Yep. Mm. Round 3 v Port Adelaide. Charlie Cameron, $1,000 for rough conduct on Dan Houston.
Right.
Right, that's one. Round 7 v North Melbourne. Charlie Cameron for striking Kane Turner in the guts.
Yep.
$1,500
right.
on a fine.
Mm.
And Brad Crouch got cited that day. No charge.
Right.
That's the rap sheet.
Where's all our big blokes?
That's your rap sheet. The only guy
Where's
that's throwing it around is a little bloke called Charlie Cameron. That's your rap sheet right there, Juice.
Jeez, it's not even half full.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Oh, hang on.
Jeez, talk about playing on the edge.
Leave it alone.
Get on the edge a bit more. Oh, I'm scared. I don't want to look over.
That's damning.
I'm afraid of heights. I play for the lovely boys.
Don't. That's discipline, football.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it really?
That's what you want.
All right, let me go
play the ball hard, not the man.
Let me take you to the form ladder, which I produced on Friday, which Channel 7 copied on Friday night.
Righto, Bruce.
Did you watch it? They went with a form ladder, my form ladder from round 7 onwards.
Copied. Paul Childs.
So the teams that sit atop of the form ladder for the last 7 weeks, Sydney Swans, 6-1, GWS, 5-2, Melbourne, 5-2, Port Adelaide, 4-3.
Mm, right.
What have all of those three teams got in common?
They play unsociable football.
Exactly. Correct the mundo for you, Juice. That is why they sit on top of the form ladder right now. There's an edge.
Where's the Harden Adelaide Crows?
The lovely boys just outside the eight. Just out with sides like that really scare you.
I can't win.
Yeah,
this.
Sides that really scare you. Like the Dogs, the West Coast Eagles, the Richmond Football Club, Frio, Carlton, Collingwood, the Suns. Need I go on?
Oh, let it go.
Need I go
let
on?
Let it go.
The
You've got me
boys.
In the corner.
You know who you are, you guys?
What are we now?
You're the hallmark cards of football clubs. That's what you are. So nice. I might go down to the LA Crows. I need a card.
You're a verbal bully.
For my dear old grandmother who's passed away, I need a card. I missed her birthday. Sorry. Congratulations. You've had a baby. Go down to the Crows and pick a card
up. Come on, Pikey, help.
The hallmark.
Football team. It's the rush hour. Triple M. It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis on Triple M. Richard Douglas coming over the next 15 minutes.
Bertie just commenting on my opening sprayer. Does Louis get paid by the word these days? Take a breath, champ. Talking machine. Yeah, apologies, Bertie. Just had to get it out.
What do you charge per word?
Per word?
What are you up to? You're a $10 man? You're $25 bucks a word?
Depending on what you're after. I mean, if you need clear, concise messaging, which if I was to go down to the lovely boys... I would make it short and sweet.
Right, okay.
If I was to go to Port Adelaide, which I want to talk about right now, I'd just roll on down there and just be throwing out the superlatives and the fact that you can win it. you can win the whole show. Mm. You're right in it. You're that far up to, up to your necks in it. Mm. That's how good I think their chances are this year.
You're convinced. They've sold you, haven't they? You're buying in on them, mate, now, aren't you?
But you have to. There's still only one catch. There's one that how they go against the top eight sides. Right, technically, Sydney qualified across the weekend but then dropped out, and that was when Sydney were in the rut. Mm. But right now, all the signs are they are in it up to their necks and sitting in fourth spot at the moment after a really good win against Collingwood at the MCG.
Very good win. Yeah,
I just want to play you what Nathan Buckley had to say, and I think this speaks volumes about their performance.
It's the best opposition we've had. They were really impressive. They were really strong around the ball, and in that sort of 10 or 15 metre bubble where the ball has to be won.
And he went on to say, schooled, bullied.
Yeah.
Those are words, if you're Kenny Hinkley and Michael Voss as a midfield, you were going, that is what we're about.
You keep playing that.
Big bodies. Pre-game. Dishing them up. And I think Bucks even went on to say, just seemed to be able to take us wherever they wanted to take us.
I'm still a bit unsure about Port Adelaide. I think they did look, they've been terrific, but I'm still not sold on where they're at. I know they're fourth, which is a magnificent performance, but I don't know where Port are, even though they're sitting fourth.
Yeah, right now, and as we suggested before the weekend, there's three big games still to come in this block of four.
Yeah.
That'll certainly find out where they're at, but there's no reason not to be feeling very excited about their chances in one of the most open years we've ever had in league footy.
Their key forward, Charlie Dixon.
Yeah, he's off the boil since the big breakout game.
Just a little bit of a rut there.
All small forwards, Charlie kicked one. Yeah. The rest of goals were kicked by small forwards. Midfield, and that one small forward just happens to be one of the best going around. Oh. My boy, Robbie Gray. Did I not tell you at the beginning of the year how good this guy is?
You did say that.
Kane Corns has tried to jump on our coattails again and suggest he's the third best ever out at Port Adelaide behind Gavin Wanganeen and old
Fogg. At Port Adelaide.
And old Warren Gary himself.
I don't think he's the third best ever Port Adelaide player.
In AFL? AFL. Who beats him into the top three?
Well, let me think about it.
Are you in Gav and then Treads? Are you happy with that?
For me, it's Gav.
Yeah.
It's Treads.
Because we work with him.
But I've always said Gavin Wanganeen. In terms of since they've been in the 1997, what about Kane Corns? He's a four-time club champion.
Yeah.
Not
even in the conversation.
Okay.
When it comes to for talented footballers, our best evers, no. Yeah, Kane got the best out of himself and did roles. But when you're talking footballers, no disrespect to Kane, but I'm not putting. Okay. I know someone's got to do the job, but no. Mm. Robbie Gray, outstanding. Just give me a little bit of highlights.
Long ball from Dixon inside 50. Ryder to come at it. Good mark in front, Gray.
That's a great mark.
Wingard who brings it out, pumps it inside 50. Gray, the supreme skill of this man. Look at that. He's got three. Hit the ball.
Resting my case off the back of that one where he turned him inside out and just snapped it as soon as it came out of the guts. Outstanding.
He's a gifted player.
And the other positive, apart from obviously Chatty Wingard's great run with Roll on Pendlebury second half, which is showing a great new side to him. And the joke is that he's the new Kane Corns at
Chad.
Matt White returned for his first game for a while. Showed how really important he is with his leg speed. Mm-hmm. Kenny Hinkley here.
Yeah, he played as well as he played today. I thought he, hit some tempo. Gain the tempo of AFL football is pretty important for Whitey. He hasn't played much senior AFL football for a long time. Remember, he done his arm last year. He missed the whole season. So to get a little bit of a sniff at what it's like, you know, he'll get some confidence out of that. We as coaches get some more confidence in him too. So that helps keep him in the side, I reckon.
Well, we did say he was playing for his career on the weekend.
And, well done.
Well done, Matty. Well done.
Richmond next week here at home.
That's going to be a terrific game. Game of the round, isn't it?
Yeah, and then West Coast. I'd suggest probably Sydney-Melbourne Friday night. Might be a bit of a blockbuster
too. That's a good one. Okay.
But
who they got after the...
You want a test, so they go West Coast?
Yeah. They'll beat West Coast.
Yeah, then North Melbourne here at home. And then they take on the Demons. So...
Three out of four?
Yeah, especially after bagging the Collingwood game. You jag three out of four there. You sit firmly in top four.
Absolutely.
And that'll have answered a couple of questions along that right now. Well done to Port. Very impressive on the weekend. And cannot wait to see what they serve up against Richmond this weekend. Richie Douglas, not far away, a member of the Lovely Boys.
Jazz and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jazz. Time to touch base with one of the Lovely Boys. Can I call them that?
No, don't call don't, Lou.
A disappointing loss against the Hawks the other night. And joining us now to see where things are at, heading into a massive game of footy this weekend against Carlton at the home of footy, the MCG. He's a very good friend, one of the family, Richie Douglas.
Thanks, boys. How you going?
I'll forewarn you, mate. The big fella's still a little bit flat, how things are travelling in recent times. So just be prepared for a little bit of rough treatment, rough love coming your way, I think.
Rightio.
Now, no Dougie, worries. Why is there we're playing panic football? Why is the slide? Why are we in a rut?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something we've probably talked about a bit today and over the last few weeks. It's been hard to pinpoint, but I think what it comes down to is almost playing like we're afraid to lose. You know, we played some low-risk footy on the weekend and Hawthorn beat us at their own game. They were really good defensively. And, you know, once we got the ball, we just couldn't score. And particularly in that second half, you know, we went safe. We didn't take the game on, played into their hands. And once they got the footy, they were able to score off the back of it. So we need to get back to playing our way, you know, fast footy. And we don't always have to kick 20 goals to win a game. You know, we need to find a way to win ugly. And we haven't been able to do that this year. You know, we've been challenged at times. And the most disappointing thing, we haven't been able to stand up. So we need to become closer as a group. And when challenged, we need to find a way.
So, Dougie, the dreaded Plan B has reared its head again. And it always does, not just with your team, but with all teams that seem to have a dominant style. Is there a Plan B? Is there work in progress about when you don't own the footy, when you're not having that big night where you're launching out a halfback, that there's got to be another way around it? And Hawthorn certainly showed on the weekend their Plan B against you was to really maintain possession and work their way around you with one down the back.
Yeah, no, they did that really well, to their credit. We obviously had a few opportunities in the first half and probably should have been further in front, but once they changed their way, we couldn't then adapt. You know, they, as you said, had that player back loose and we just managed to kick it down the line and, you know, kick it between most of the night. And I thought we were really poor in the air, both forward and back, and that sort of hurt us. But we weren't able to shift the angle and give them a different look and try and bypass that free, which was pretty disappointing. Cause that's why we want to play, you know. We want to take the game on and be hard to play against, but certainly we weren't on Thursday night.
I reckon you summed it up there, hard to play against. When you're up and about, you're super hard to play against because you own the footy. When it's not going your way, it just seems that you're struggling to make it a hard contest. It's struggling to make it hard for the opposition to play their way. They seem to be able to get it on their terms. And once it's on their terms, you really struggle, probably apart from that Hawthorn game earlier this year, to wrestle it back.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I mean, we need to learn to win ugly, I guess. Mm. We all know the Crows style and the way we want to play, but you know, teams have figured this out, that, you know, when you're a good side, they hunt you and they scare you and they find out ways to beat you. So we need to be able to counteract that. And, you know, come finals and the pointy end of the year, you need to, it's not going to be 20 goals to, you know, 18. It's going to be more like, you know, 80 to 70, you know. So we need to be able to stay in the contest longer. And when things get tough, you know, find different avenues going forward. And that's our challenge. It'll be a really good chance against Carlton, who are a really stubborn side too. You know, they don't give you much defensively, and we're going to have to play some good footy to beat them.
Got to start playing unsociable too. You talk about playing ugly football, but you also talk about, you know, we want an even contribution from our players and teammates. Well, you got boys like Betts and bloody Smith, Talia, Tex, Jenkins. They're not putting in, they're not stepping up when the side is under pressure, and they're not making an even contribution the last 4 or 5 weeks, Dougie.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You know, when we are challenged, we talked about today, we need blokes to bring their one wood, what they're good at and why they're in the team. And for Tex, that's, you know, presenting, competing and crunching a contest. And same for JJ and for Brody, it's taking the game on when we're challenged. So we need to be able to do that when things get tough. Certainly haven't been able to do that in the games we've lost this year. But I think the pleasing thing for us is we're learning this now. We're halfway through the season, whereas last year it took us to the Sydney final to learn all this stuff and it was too late. So in terms of a positive, that's certainly one for us at the moment.
Richard Douglas on the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. More from Dougie coming up in just a few moments on 104.7 Triple M.
Changes. Now, McGovern, clearly Pikey said that in the perfect world would love to get some good footy into him. So when he does come back, he comes back flying. He's two games into a 3 week preparation with that bye in the middle. Tomo's probably fit and played his best game of footy at Sandford level. Seed's probably a couple of weeks away, but there's probably, I would guess, the idea of maybe a couple of changes being floated around this week for the Carlton game.
Yeah, it'd be quite possible. You know, obviously, when you're putting a performance like that, you'd expect a change or two. Gov, as you said, two games back, so he'd be, you know, right in the mix. Seed played his best game since he's been back, and, you know, Tomo's just been waiting in the wing, so he's right to go at any time.
Dougie, do you need, with Tomo, sorry to jump in, and Sloane's struggling a little bit, Is it time to roll the dice maybe on Tomo as a bigger body, especially against Carlton, who've got Cripps and a couple of other big inside there that maybe answer that question? So is he going to be a part of it or isn't he? And maybe it might be time to give Sloane that help in terms of inside ball?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I mean, I'd love Tomo in, you know, any side. He adds so much. But ultimately, it'll come down to balance and probably a bit of speed. So that's obviously Pikey's call. And, you know, the good thing for us is we know he's there and we know what we're going to get from Tomo. So if we feel we need that, that's certainly something that we'll go to.
Hey, mate, a couple of players, Wayne Miller and Luke Brown, they failed to get on the training track today. Are they just a bit sore, and will they be available this week?
Yeah, they should be fine. Yeah, that's just purely managed. Obviously got a long break again this week, so it's not overly important to get through today's session, but Wednesday's the main one for us, so they'll be off to go for that one. So right.
Dougie can't be seen to be playing favourites. I forgot to ask about one of the Red Barons chains who has been playing some good footy also at Sanford level. He can't be far away from knocking the door down to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he'd be close. He's one player that can add a bit of that unsociable thing you call jars. So he'd be a good player if we can get him back, and I think gives a bit by foot too from halfback. So he's certainly one that'll be looked at this week.
Dougie, have we taken to any drastic steps to recapture form by maybe as a collective, as a group, suggesting that we abstain for the week so we get a bit angry and nasty, and so when we get out there on the weekend, we're a little bottled up?
No, obviously, we know more than anyone that we're not travelling the way we'd want to be. But
I'm just throwing ideas around, Doug. Just seeing what I can help.
This is our plan B, mate.
See if I can help, mate.
That's good. Maybe get your boys down, and I'm sure Jars wouldn't mind having a word to us.
I would love to get my mittens on down there. And don't forget, Donny Pike's still a young coach in terms of AFL football. Isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
He's still a young coach, so he's still developing. And obviously, and Tex, he's still a young a captain in this caper. So, and obviously he's getting clipped again because he's form.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. They're both learning, but they've got some good people around them too. And Pike is well supported, as is Tex. But we'll turn it around. We just need to address a few areas that are really hurting us. And unfortunately for us, which has been disappointing, it's probably the same areas that have let us down, we've lost. So it feels like we're not learning from our mistakes, but we're certainly working hard on the track to try and turn around for the second half of the year.
Dougie, I will ask you that Tex question. Melbourne in particular, Timmy Watson and Gary Lyons suggesting that Tex is probably a little too team-orientated, and I think the reference is that pass to Lynchy from the pocket where he just jagged one previously. Mm. I don't think that's the occasion, but do you think at times that team footy, and especially with Tex's way, it's probably at the forefront of his mind, whereas he probably needs just to back himself in and go, well, hang on a minute. Sometimes the big guys, the better guys, have got to take responsibility.
Yeah, there's certainly an element to that. And I think game situation calls for that. Obviously, there's times if he takes a mark and crucial stage of the game, we need him to go back and nail the goal. It's a bit of an instinctual thing, I think.
Yeah,
It's always a hard one, but I think Tex has got the balance pretty good.
All right, mate. Thank you,
Take
Dougie.
Care, mate.
Always nice to chat. We didn't get to the personal side of life, which we'd love to with you, Dougie, because there's always a lot going on in your world. But we'll let you be, and we'll wait with bated breath as to see whether you can bounce back against Carlton this weekend, Saturday, MCG.
No, good. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Good member of the Inner Sanctum. Richie Douglas. I think that was almost an invitation for you to get down there.
Mate, I'll put my jumper back on.
You know,
I'll get down there.
Get down there, I'll just tear shreds off them all.
Don't call us lovely boys, because I tell you, that really, really annoys us.
I'm going to let Dougie go now. Dougie, great to talk. Good luck this weekend. And we'll talk more about the lovely boys after five. That's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Port Adelaide big man Jackson Trengo is going to join us after 5:10, Jacko. Talk about their big win over the Pies. The quiz is coming up too. Just before that, out of five, a chance to win $1,000. And around about 5:30, just a big hit, some Juice Magic, one of his ideas. The round of music where we just relay what happened in the round of footy through via song. This one's dedicated to the Sydney Swans comeback.
It's back to 5 points, though, with about 20 seconds on the clock. Essendon have just got to retain possession. They'll win this.
So the all-important kick. Off a good upfoot. Boundary throw in. They need a free kick and they get some space. Naismith slaps it down. Kick and goal. Brandy gets it. Marks taking it on the goal line. Oh, no. Gary Rowan has got it. Here's the side.
Your boy Gary.
Gary. Gazza.
Your lad.
Oh, I've got something for Gaz too at 5:30 in the round of
Who's
music.
Who's the Tom Cruise in that side?
In that side?
Would it be Budster?
Pretty much have to be Bud.
Bit of Ethan.
And he'd be saying to probably Lukey Parker and co, maybe John, Joshy Kennedy, you can be my wingman anytime.
Okay.
And he said, bullshit, you can be mine.
Yeah. It was a good comeback.
Oh, how
well done, Brendan Goddard.
Very well. Got something for Brendan Goddard in the round of music as well. Don't miss it. Still to come, got to talk MRP. The findings are in.
Darcy Louis, the rush hour, 104.7 Triple M.
What's wrong?
It's the way you adjust the microphone. It's quite noisy.
I
was about to dump you.
I reckon as an audience, we're not really intrigued or interested in that type of stuff. The quiz with no name, however, coming out at 5 o'clock, $1,000 up for grabs, 60 seconds of work for a grand. If
I'm telling
enough,
you now, we're due to give it away.
Certainly are.
I'm serious.
Tell you what is great news for Port Adelaide too is a young up-and-coming star looks like extending his stay out at Alberton.
Lou, close to signing a contract extension, 1 to 2 years, which has just been a remarkable year for this young man who came off from the junior program last year. He has been sensational, has added a lot of grunt into that midfield with Ollie Wines and Bradley Ebert. So good news, Port Adelaide fans, that this young man will commit to the footy
Who
club.
Is it? You haven't said his name.
Sam Pepper Powell.
Sam Powell Pepper.
Sam Powell Pepper.
Oh. The Crows are the lovely boys. Port Adelaide are the bad boys. Bucks said they got bullied. They got schooled. You're not ready for
it. I tell you, Sam Powell Pepper
what
is a bad
season.
Boy.
What a He's first a year. Boy. What an imprint being made at league football against grown men. Mm. He is throwing and putting guys out of the way every single time he touches
them. He ragdolls them. How come we didn't pick him up for the Crows?
Oh, you're too busy getting rid of missing Ryan Burton as well at the same time.
Oh, no.
MRP is in. So, and we all were waiting to see what they would do with Will Schofield and Clayton Oliver Jars, and much debate whether he faked
took a
it
dive.
Or not. Well, apparently he hasn't because Schofield can accept with an early plea 2-1.
Oh, so he made contact.
Intentional conduct with low impact to the head, and they took into account the Melbourne medical report. So they must have had something on there that he's either got a split on the inside of his lip or
bruised
something
jaw.
Along those sides. Yeah, so that one done at us. Abasha Hooley straight to the tribunal with that one.
That was a thug act, that one.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Something we've not seen for a long time in our game, that one. The old roundhouse when a bloke's trying to hang on to you as you're running.
Well, he made contact and made yesterday and apologised.
Oh, yeah, via text.
Oh, did he? Did he now?
A text.
Well, he should have game for that.
I'd put an extra week on
just a week for that as well,
ring,
on top of the three
ring
that he'll
him.
Get.
Ring him.
Is he out for 2 to 3?
He'll get at least 2. Three down to 2, maybe with a good record if he's lucky. Yeah,
okay.
But don't be surprised if it's 4 down to 3, sending a real good message to everybody there. And Lukey Parker's got a week for just whacking Mark Bagley up there. But he can go down to $1,000 with an early plea because he's got a good record.
Glenn Archer.
Didn't think he did good. Glenn Archer, big story. Shinbone of the century, junior footy, involved in an altercation. Let's let Glennie, who went on Melbourne radio this morning, he's been charged, by the way, too, with assault, explaining his version of events.
Incident happened with two boys having a bit of a punch on, as unfortunately happens in footy. Boundary umpire got involved, who was one of the parents of the opposition, grabbed a brand new player, then fended our player off with the forearm, which I saw him hit the other kid in the head. So instinctively, I go into protection mode, jump the fence to protect the young boy. By the time I get out of the fence, it's over. So I just told the boundary umpire off for one getting involved and touching the players and obviously hitting the player. Jumped back over the fence. It was probably 5 minutes until half-time. Half-time, coaching staff are walking off. Their runner was screaming at me, yelling, swearing. I can't remember exactly what he was saying. I walked close to the fence to let him know, to try and tell him that, you know, the boundary umpires hit the player. And he stuck his finger in my face. I fended him off. Turned into a bit of a screaming match. So I thought, oh, no one's going to settle this down, so I need to defuse this situation. So I actually hopped in my car and went home.
That's Glenn Archer's version of events due in court later in the year. Let's hope it doesn't get that far. Let's hope common sense comes to it. A couple of clear things out of that. Don't get involved.
No.
Doesn't matter
it's
whether
hard.
You're a parent or not. I know it's awfully
it's
hard.
Hard.
You've got to let the officials of the day let the protocols take place. Let's hope they can get together and work that out because don't want to see that. And given Archer's nature, just trying to do the right thing. I think we'll ask Paul Roos tomorrow. I reckon Roosie's ran on to a junior game as well after a kid's been belted.
And Clarko.
And Clarko's done a similar thing. And last one, Toyota, great work across the weekend. They raised $48,500 for grassroots clubs. Every time someone kicked a goal, $500 to your junior club.
Brilliant.
So that was really well done by Toyota. Well done. Well done to all the boys. And some of the clubs are spewing because some of their boys kicked three behinds, four behinds, two behinds.
It's a great incentive.
Cost them a bag of five or six or ten new footies. Sharon's at that.
Jason Louis, the Rush Hour 104.7.
Great to have your company. Adelaide, the big juice, the black Rhino and I driving you home. A big hour still to come. We're about to do the quiz. Jackson Trengove, not far away. MRP update, we'll give you that as well. Front bar winner to be announced as well. What a prize that has been. Now, Gary Lyon on Tex Walker. Tex again.
Here they
dialing in.
All right.
Just dialing in on Texan, just on his performances. I know, shake your head. Let me play what Gaz and the boys on Melbourne Radio had to say today about Tex.
He's got the captaincy on his shoulders. I think he's become so enamoured with team footy and bringing others into the game that I think it might have diminished his ability to want to be that man. You know, what you're saying, that man that we're talking about, I don't think Taylor wants to be that man because it's about bringing others into the game. It's about giving goals off, about all that sort of
Don
stuff.
Don Pike should have a talk to him.
Fair call, good call, bad call.
That's a terrible call by Gary and Mike Sheehan. That man they're talking about, that's what they endorse down there is team football and being selfless. You know those forward boys, they all say, every time we interview them, it's if they're in a better position to score a goal, they'll get the ball. It's not about being a hog. We don't want hogs in our football side. And I know what they're trying to say, but no, Tex, don't change. Keep playing the way you've been playing, all right? Be that selfless, great team man that football club needs.
I reckon you're missing the point.
Well, how am I missing the point?
I reckon I had no issue with him passing the ball to Tom Lynch. No issue at all, all right?
So what's your issue then?
My issue is what Gaz and I'm thinking what they're alluding to is that you got to want to be that man. You got to want to win that game of footy. You got to want to get an imprint and have 5 minutes of footy that just changes the course of a game.
But haven't we seen that over the period of time with Tex?
Have you seen
Haven't we seen that in the final series last year where Tex took control for 10, 15 minutes to be that man?
I think the year.
I remember
before,
watching
I think the
it.
Year before you.
Well, whenever it was.
But
it's in his DNA.
Well, how would you rate in their losses so far? His performances in the.
Why got the spotlight on Tex all the time?
Because he's the captain of the footy club. And what are your captains supposed to? They call things captain's goals, captain's moments. And the only reason it's coming up, and again, don't shoot me down, but is that everybody else the comparison game comes out. Between what other skippers are doing. And when you're a captain, that is the added pressure of being captain, like Gaz said. Four touches after halftime.
And he,
playing on Ryan Burton, who's a guy he should have monstered with his body.
Yeah, should have ragdolled him. Understand that.
So I think what they're looking at is they're going, well, hang on a minute. Everybody rates the Crows and rates Tex's football ability, and he's got all the skill set, but he just doesn't seem to be putting together a season that talent should be able to do, given that sort of side he's playing in. And when they're not playing well, he certainly hasn't played well, has he?
No.
In those losses.
Not
now, I'm
at
not
all.
Saying it's his fault.
No.
This is why the attention is on him.
On him,
for that variant, because you don't get that sort of attention unless you're that good.
If he wasn't the captain, would we still have this same attention put on him? If he wasn't the captain? Say if Rory Sloane was the captain.
Hard to ask. Sloane is copping his own heat left,
absolutely.
Right and centre.
Is Eddie Betts? I thought Eddie Betts has his moments. Or isn't Eddie Betts that man as well?
Yeah, he certainly is, but I think what they're suggesting is, history tells us, and I'm only going off history, and again, devil's advocate here, is that big men don't get any shorter. I look at Jackson Trengove out there. He doesn't shrink in the last quarter.
No.
Little fellas can get tired and worn down. Sloane gets worn down. Big units have got to play big. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
is that what you used to like
totally
out of your centre for?
I totally agree.
Yeah, so I think the pressure and the focus comes on Tex and where he's at. Don't worry. There's another bloke
change.
Up there that's 6 foot plus and plenty that's big. Called JJ, that's equally as responsible for what's going on when the big moments are coming. But Tex has got the pedigree. That's why the question is being asked. And, you know, you only got to go back to Wayne Carey. You got to go back to what we...
Dermot Brereton,
we were
Wayne
enamoured
Carey.
With Charlie Dixon 3 weeks ago.
Traders, Chuck,
when
I
Chuck
understand.
Got big, bit physical, but, got hold of a game, Jars, grabbed it by the neck and shook the living crap out of it. That's all.
All right.
Okay. Right, where
Let's
were
play
we?
This.
Let's do the quiz.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters.
Had a really good round of music song to tease it too. Then I didn't quite get to it.
Let's go to Jaden of Largs Bay. G'day, Jaden.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate.
Actually, Murph, I'm
good.
Actually, that song I had loaded, Murph.
Jaden's waiting to win
some
money. Hang on,
Jaden. Sorry, mate. I should have just played it. Don't worry about round of music. This is for Jars.
I say, you say, won't you listen?
Thank you. Leave him
like
alone.
Hello. We've got a Britney Spears moment going on the show.
Leave the lovely boys alone.
You better do a video, mate. Make it go viral.
Right. Jaden, you ready to play?
Yeah, sure am, mate.
Automasters Lifeline, Jaden.
Come on, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Oh, we know it here, mate.
I'm
not filled with confidence. Who do you barrack for, Jaden?
Port Adelaide.
Oh,
mate.
Good. Righto, mate. Thumbs up. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Good luck.
No worries.
Who's on top of the AFL Premiership ladder there, Jaden?
GWS.
How many points did Port AFL's team win by on the weekend? 31 or 41?
31.
Okay, which Australian won last night's F1 Grand Prix race?
Daniel Ricciardo.
How many AFL games were decided by less than a goal on the weekend? How many games?
Four.
What day are the Crows playing this weekend?
I'll go Saturday.
Which Australian female tennis player lost a final last night?
Barty.
Who was Port Adelaide's leading goal kicker in the AFL this year there, Jaden?
This year, Robbie Gray.
How many teams have won 8 AFL games this year? 2, 3 or 4? Work your time, quick. Mate. Quick. Pass it. Pass.
Pass.
How many goals did the Socceroos kick last night?
1.
What AFL team did Glenn Archer play for?
Kangaroos.
Bloody idiot. You twit! You had all those masters up your pocket.
Yeah, put those masters up
your pocket. Good now. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Honestly, Jaden.
Jade!
Automasters for the...
It would have been good inside the 60 seconds. Honestly,
Jaden.
You're playing like the Adelaide Crows, Jaden. No urgency.
You weren't unsociable, mate. Fair dinkum.
You're too sociable, Tim. Is he chatting?
Oh, number 8, Luke.
Oh, 90 bucks coming your way. Number 8. How many teams? 2, 3 or 4? I would have gone Automasters. And you would have been home and hosed, my friend. 90 bucks, Jaden.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well done, buddy.
Well done,
champ.
Don't know who's more disappointed, us or him.
I'm a bit flat now.
Thanks, Jaden. Great work. Back again tomorrow. That was gettable. That was certainly gettable. Up next, looking forward to this. Fresh off a nice big win in Melbourne over the old enemy. He wouldn't let him wear the prison bars. The one and only Jackson Trengove's coming in live. Juice, are you right to go?
Good, Lou.
Get up and about. Don't be too disappointed. Lovely boy.
Oh, no.
On the rush hour.
Picked up by Trengo. That's a pretty intelligent looking snap around the body. Power fans love it. Jackson Trengo with a double fist pump celebration.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengove.
For Comwire IT. Complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Yeah, Jacko joins us. Double copper. I like that in the highlight package there, Jacko. Welcome. Congrats. Big win. Good win.
Yeah, it was a good win. We needed to go back down to Melbourne and tidy up what we didn't do a couple of weeks ago down there. And obviously, getting back on the G, it was a true feeling. We don't get too many games there, but I think we're 5 from the last 6, which
is a nice stat
to have. And it was a convincing win. The boys played really good trademark footy, which is what we wanted and what we expect most weeks.
Kenny coached beautifully. The move of Chatty Wingard onto Pendlebury, magnificent. And I thought young Chattel's got the points on that one. Very, very well done.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think Kenny really challenged Chad at half time, and it wasn't a position that Chad's really been in. He's probably one that will get challenged to go forward and kick a couple of goals or go into the midfield and win the ball for us. But to put him on a player who had 20-something touches at half time and then stop him to I think he only ended up with 33 or something, was terrific. And Chad was still able to get on the scoreboard and play some offensive footy away from that. Yeah, as you mentioned, a masterstroke by Ken, and also full credit to Chad to be able to do the work.
Jacko, does that mean Chad's becoming the next Kane Corns?
I think we spoke about after a game. I think Kenny wants all the boys to pump up how good Chad was so they can use him again. But I don't think you'll see it too many times. But, you know, it might be a role that he's able to play. I think nowadays it's not as locked down as it was when Kane was playing the game. But, you know, a run with Roll and be able to be so offensive, damaging with Chad Wingard the way he can move, but then to be able to shut down, that's obviously another string to his bow, which is already so big.
The wig, the original wig, Kane Corns, sit on TV. Just embrace it, Chad. If you're going to be called Chad, Kane Corns.
Kane Corns, I'm not sure whether Chad will cop that. He's probably a bit too leery and a bit too flamboyant for that role.
Yeah, there's a bag sitting on the ground called skills. He's got them.
He's got a bit
of that. Let's talk about my boy, Robbie Gray. Outstanding again. And finally getting some kudos across the border. They've finally woken up to how good he is. I've said this since the start of the year, he's in the top five or six in the competition. Just all class on the weekend.
Yeah, it's funny how no one says he's injured this week. He's come out and really silenced everything. I think Robbie's played a really good role for us all year, and it's been a bit different to his previous three years at the club, where he's played a lot of midfield, and you see him, you know, busting out of the centre or breaking tackles or winning the clearances. And he's been solely a forward option for us, but still being able to go through the midfield. I think you know, that'll crank up at some stage. But when he's so damaged up forward, I think he's five off the highest goal kicker of the year, and he's kicked a few points, which he normally nails. So
he's leading assists and goal and everything else, plus fifth in the Coleman.
He's a superstar. Yeah, he's awesome to play with. You sort of see him get on a roll, and you just sort of move out the way and just sort of find yourself just watching him and you know, basically clapping him. He was that good on the weekend. He took one on the about 45 out, took it on the run and slotted it from an angle. So he's an absolute star, and he's much appreciated at our footy club.
And I reckon the reason he's being able to stay up there is a young man by the name of Sam Powell-Pepper, who has just added some grunt through the middle. A real bonus to get him at that level already in his first year of footy.
Yeah, it's scary. These young kids that come in, I think we probably had Ollie a few years ago come in and be able to, you know, make an impact on the competition. And Sammy was one that, you know, credit to our recruiting staff, because they really went after Sam. There was probably one thing that Kenny and the recruiting staff with Jeff and Cripper down at the club that really went after Sammy, and they got the man that they wanted, and that's obviously why it's starting to pay dividends. And you know, he'd have to go close to NAB Rising Star, you'd think, this year with the performances that he's putting in.
Jacko, it's going to be a massive game. The Richmond Footy Club obviously playing good football. You're Adelaide Oval. You want to get at least 45,000 there, because you had a disappointing crowd a few weeks ago. Only 31,000 turned up. No excuses from the fans. What do you like about the Richmond Footy Club? What makes you nervous about them?
I think they're, you know, obviously their midfield depth's incredible. They've got Martin, who's in career best form. You've got Cochran, who I think's, you know, back in his best form. And then
well,
he's got the big Nankervis, who's an awesome ruckman. So, I mean, they've got a lot of excellent players, so it's going to be a big challenge for us. They're a little bit similar to Collingwood in the way that they've got that midfield depth and just the players. So it's going to be a game that's won or lost in the midfield, and I think that is nearly every week. But Saturday night game, I think, you know, as you mentioned, big crowd back at home. It's all set up for a big day, and obviously our boys are, you know, will prepare as best as possible to bring that performance again.
Oh, very nicely done. Don't go anywhere, mate. We're done with talking Port Adelaide, except the fact that Buck said you schooled them, you bullied them, and you are the best they've played this year. So that's a nice wrap.
Yeah, it's a good wrap from obviously a great coach and a champion of our game. I think, you know, you set yourself and you want teams to know what you're good at. And I think, you know, they were able to see that. And it's actually good to hear it from an opposition. I think that's when you know you played a trademark game, as I mentioned before. And that's probably one thing that we did reflect on as a club today, that, you know, it wasn't huge numbers that got the job done. It was everyone playing their role, and that's what we expect every week.
Very nice. Stick around, mate. We've got to talk some footy issues, and we'd love to get your thoughts on a bit of MRP stuff and a few other bits and pieces, right?
Beauty.
Plus, maybe the coin toss this week. Got any tips for Trent Cotchin when he gets back to town? It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Special guest, Jackson Trengove of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. You liking that, Jacko?
Great track, yeah. It's a nice little mix-up for this.
Tell you what you're liking. I reckon fourth spot in the ladder.
It's always good to be up there. I think we spoke about it last week. Just not sure if we really belonged in that era, but obviously the weekend's performance was really strong. And, you know, it's so close between, you know, fourth and third and really tenth. So it's nothing we'll get complacent about. It's just about winning every week and hopefully be there at the end of the year.
Bit of banter at the footy club. What a round of football this was.
It's been a crazy round. It's one that you walk in and you just think, look out, because it could happen to us next week, or could happen to anyone really. It's an interesting round, and obviously next week will probably be the same.
So bearing that in mind, and we've seen it happen to Richmond on a few occasions, we saw it happen to Essendon on the weekend, we saw it happen to West Coast with Melbourne. Will Kenny at some point go back over your final sort of minute case scenario, or have you done that in recent time at all?
No, probably not the latest stuff. I mean, we've got, I think in that third quarter there, you know, we had 20 minutes where we were really dominant, and then the last 5 minutes they were able to get on top of us. So it's probably an area that we want to be able to work on for games that are really close. Just that when you work really hard and you're a bit fatigued, just to be able to slow the game down, get a little bit back on your terms, and then to be able to go at the frantic pace that you do. So it's something we'll definitely work on towards, obviously, the latter half of the year, because it starts to get tight, and obviously, with two or three games in, it could be a chance to either make the finals or not. So it's you wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Hey, Jacko, a couple of players, it looks like they're going to be putting their hand up for selection. But what happened to one of our favourites, young Brogsy Broadbent? Now, what happened at training? Now, I can't believe this
occurred. So he missed with an ankle, but something
but
happened.
Yeah, he missed with Brogsy was caught in one of those incidents. It's sort of like late in the week, and you're going pretty hard at training because you obviously want to perform well. Mm. And Chaddy Wingard's just hook one around the corner, and it's hit him flush in the head. And it was one that we sort of had a bit of a laugh about afterwards. Mm. But he sort of got a little bit dazed when he got hit, and he's rolled his ankle on the way down. So it wasn't your typical
collision or your
it wasn't your typical roll your ankle. So, and Brogs is as hard as nails.
He's a great fella.
I think he's only missed a few games through injuries. And obviously that one's not one that he wanted to be talking about too much.
Flash on the noggin.
The boys were looking at the vision. It was quite
concussion
funny in the
test?
End, but not quite. But he's obviously has gone pretty black in the head when he got hit.
Sharon,
a stray nut.
Oh, look,
and it was
you got to be alert out there, Luke.
Nah, it was flush, and it was from about 4 meters away, and it just hit him going a mere miles an hour. So
maybe Chaddy did it on purpose.
We didn't need the spot, so he was all right.
Will Schofield got 2-1 for the glancing blow on Clayton Oliver. Any banter around the boys whether Oliver may have fallen over or not?
I think, looking at it, obviously you weren't quite sure, but obviously there's been a bit more in it than what probably everyone expected, and obviously there's a bit of type in it in the media, and he's copped a week for it, so he obviously hit him, and Oliver's as hard as they come, so you wouldn't expect him to be diving if he didn't get hit.
And what do you blokes think of when you see Joel Selwood, who gets knocked out early, then A, doesn't get on the stretcher, goes with the trainers and throws him off and then jogs off?
He's as tough as nails. I've been saying that for ages. He's almost crazy with the way he puts his body on the line and just wills their team to win games. And you knew when he was down for that long that something was pretty serious. And for him just to brush the trainers aside and jog off, it obviously shows the character of the man and why he's been so good for so long.
Swannies. My Swannies.
They're coming. They're coming. I don't want to hook you too much up here, but they are coming hard. They're a good outfit. They're going to cause a bit of dramas in the second half of the year, I think.
What about the lovely boys?
No, they're going all right. I mentioned, everyone jumps off a team very quickly in this day and age, and I think it's a bit unwarranted. They'll bounce back very hard. They're a quality opposition. And
Alex Rance this week for you?
I think he'll go straight to Big Charles. Obviously, that's going to be a nice matchup. Charles is in form and a big unit, and Rancey's another big unit, and that'll be a tough one.
I just received a text message from an ex-teammate of yours. Something about his daughter's bath. Did you do something naughty in his daughter's bath?
Is that Dominic?
Well, I didn't say any names. What'd you do?
Oh, I'm not sure what I've done with his bath.
Well, I just received the text message.
Did you mistake it for an amenity?
did you think it was his toilet?
He's dumped in one of my
Ask
other mates,
Jacko about the time he weed in my daughter's baby bath. Jacko?
That was back in my early days when I was very, very young. I went to Dom's house one time. All these toilets were clogged. I don't know what he'd done in those toilets in the previous days. And I was busting to go to the loo. And I just borrowed the baby bath. I cleaned it all in the morning, put a bit of dead oil in it. It was no problems.
But, mate, don't apologise. We've all mistaken something, haven't we, Jazz?
I've never lived that down off Dom. He keeps bringing up. I might have to start bringing up a bit of his old.
Don't worry, mate. I got a teammate's toy box one day as well.
Good luck on the weekend, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for coming in, Jacko. Yeah, big game of footy, Richmond. As I said, tie down the windsocks just so Koch doesn't know which way to kick again.
It's going to be a cracker, boys. Cheers.
Righto, Juice. Time to announce the winner of our fantastic prize. That is a trip to get across to Melbourne and check out the front bar.
Yep.
Sammy Pang, Mick Malloy, of course, Andy Maher does a wonderful job keeping them all together. Flights, accommodations, and getting to the MCG to watch the Crows take on the much improved Carlton Football Club. Talk about money can't buy.
Right.
All right. Who is lucky enough to be on the line? I don't even think they know they've won this. So let's go, big man.
Let's go and say hello to John. G'day, John. Congratulations.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
John Gianetto. Is that how you say it, Johnny?
Yes, that's correct. Good pronunciation.
Well done.
Johnny Gianetto, you're going to the front bar, my friend. Well done.
Oh, you beauty. You boys are the best there at Triple M.
I know.
Loving it, mate. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for watching Channel 7, getting the code word. And thank you for getting through. Now, do us proud when you get across there and enjoy everything the front bar and a night in Melbourne and a game at the G has to offer, our friend.
I will do. Thank you very much for that, boys. John, at Triple M.
Johnny, who are you taking with you, mate?
Well, it's a toss-up between the missus who put me in the competition or the old boy. It just depends on what happens during this week.
I'd play him off if I was you, Johnny.
Yeah.
I would work the angles if I was you. Flights and accommodation for two to Melbourne. Tickets in the audience to see the front bar live and tickets to the Carlton Crows game at the MCG. Well played, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thank you very much.
Well done. There you go.
Johnny Gianetto is our winner of the front bar promo. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7.
You're beauty.
Triple M.
It is an all-star cast after 6 o'clock. Mark Stevens and Brian Taylor joining JB and Billy straight out of Melbourne, straight out to the Rush Hour. AFL is alive with
the round of music. I reckon with where this segment's got to, maybe a revamp.
Oh, I think it's a new opener. Sam, our production bloke, who does a great, it's a bit flat that note.
Well, you might need to just have a word. You've got a great relationship, you two.
Yeah, we are. We're very tight.
Now, for those who don't know this segment, fun segment, we try and describe the weekend's activities, whether it be team wins or individuals, with song. And we always find it sits best, whether it's changing a word or two or just grabbing a lyric or a chorus or a lick. Yep. And we go with it. You're up first, Juice.
Adelaide Crows, their new pre-game song going into this weekend's game against the Carlton Football Club over the MCG. This is what Tex will be playing the boys. Hey, 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 macho, macho. Do you know I'm the cowboy? I've got to be a macho man. That's us.
You're blissfully unaware.
That's us.
Of what that is all about.
I don't think he is.
If you're the cowboy.
No. Well, Tex is the builder, he's got the construction man.
Tex is odds on. If he's going to a fancy dress.
Lady's the bikey.
They are going as them, the village people. Honestly, they could just pull that off. Who's the construction worker? JJ?
Yeah, he does look like him.
Right.
One of the Red Barons is the Indian.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, here we go. I don't know if you're going to cover this young man, but I just thought there was a lot of Tina Turner in him the other day against Collingwood.
Robbie Gray. Oh.
That's him.
Yeah.
Gray, the supreme skill of this man. Robbie Gray pounces, running towards
easy
his
fifth goal.
Now,
like Robbie Gray's got five.
That's probably enough.
Thanks, BT. I'm actually going to hand that song that was obviously given to me back in the 80s, now we'll go to Robbie Gray.
Oh, it's good. That's very good.
And that's
do we need an official ceremony and get Robbie?
Absolutely.
Pass the baton.
I think we need to get Robbie
over the torch.
Yep. I like this weird.
Do you know what we could do? Oh, if only we could talk Rob around to wearing the three-quarter sleeve. And someone who could do it justice. Someone who possessed the magic, the skill, the sublime.
He's a better player than me.
The sublime ability to do things others can't.
Right, now let's start off.
Well played.
Go, Luke.
I'm loving it.
I'm giving you the second over.
Now, the key to this segment, as I've always said, is punchy. Punchy. You may not get it early. It might be obscure, but just roll with it. All right, are we ready? Go. For Melbourne, Sydney and Geelong, this is what they all needed at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they certainly did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
All right. And this is to the Swans fans who are leaving with that 5 minutes to go.
Oh, no.
Stop, all right. Because the magic is about to happen at final 3 minutes. Port fans have got a song for the lovely boys, the Crows.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, this one's for Shawnee Higgins, who didn't quite hear the umpire yelling out to him when he's ever shot a goal. That was the umpire's defence.
Love it.
Tommy Papley, who's on the mark to Brendan Goddard for that final kick, and he said this.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Well, do you, punk?
Brilliant.
That was Papley to got
it. He did too.
He
got it.
And to finish off, and he's been my whipping boy for a long, long time. I put it down to the great man himself, Gazza Rowan. Winning goal 2 weeks in a row to Gazza.
That was punchy. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Slick production.
We got to go now.